say hello to Jocelyn Fish. She's Director of Marketing and Development and also one of the directors at the Racine Theater Guild.
Hiya. What's
happening? Wow, look at you.
All the titles stacking up, I guess.
Yeah, look at you. You got the greatest directors, Spielberg. You've got, I'm trying to remember the guy who did the new one, Odyssey. Him.
all these that great, one guy with the face.
Yeah, that guy who did Oppenheimer. That guy. Wow, directing now.
Yeah.
And you directed the first show of the season,
which
was Dad Season's Tickets, mm-hmm. and I loved it.
Yeah, it was super fun. It was a very campy, but family heartfelt Packers musical, so we had a great time with that.
It helps to have good acting and good writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
big time.
You have the best director in the world, but if the actors aren't any good and the writing's no good, you don't have a hit.
Yeah, and the great thing is, you know, we are a very collaborative group, and we had people that were new and trying something for the first time, and so it was a great, great team.
And everybody can relate to that family.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's not season tickets, it's something.
Yes.
That dresser drawer, I wanted that, and he's giving it to you. You know that TV?
Right.
That was supposed to be left to me.
The inheritance dilemma.
Right. Everybody can relate to something like that. That was a great show, and you directed that.
Yeah.
Is it tough to direct?
It's a challenge. I mean, the biggest thing is, I mean, casting is one of the biggest things because there's so many talented people that come out and you have to decide who's right for that role in that moment and how are they going to work with everyone else and how do their voices sound and all those, you know, there's so many layers that just go into the casting process. And then once you're in the rehearsal process, it's about time management and creativity and trying something new. And again, it's a whole fun. That's why we stay in the theater world. We get to play. Every day.
I had Bob Benson was in here last week.
Oh, yeah.
He had him in for a half hour or so. And I said, do you just walk in and get the part? He goes, no, I audition. He said, I've got to audition like everybody else does. Because I really, but you know Bob Benson. You know what he can do. He's been in so many shows, but he still has to audition for
the
part.
We have open auditions for every show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, he is a talented man.
Yeah.
The whole family, the Benson.
I know.
The
Benson. I got a whole bunch of them in play that goes wrong, though. Yeah, this weekend.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of the Bensons
Bob's
are loose.
Doing the costumes.
Yeah, he works behind the scenes, too. Yeah, everywhere you look, there's always a Benson floating around somewhere. You can't get away from them.
You're
slapping them, and they keep reproducing. Anyways, he is such a talented guy. I was so happy to have him in here. Well, that's great. All right, the new show coming up opens this Friday, and we're going to have tickets to give away. Everybody's ears perked up.
Yes.
It's The Play That Goes Wrong.
Yes. The title for this play is great because it tells you the plot in the title, which is wonderful. But in a larger summation, it is about the Cornley Drama Society, who is trying to put on the murder at Haversham Manor, and everything keeps going wrong. All they want to do is do a good show, and lines are forgotten. The dead body can't stay dead on stage. They trip over each other. They fight. They hair pull. They, you know, all kinds of just crazy things continue to go wrong. It's a whole domino effect. Everything quite literally comes crashing down at the end. So it's very, very funny, very broad. Huge hit in London and then came to Broadway. Huge hit there. This company that wrote this original piece now has like Peter Pan that goes wrong and Christmas Carol that goes wrong kind of idea of things. So it's gotten so popular that they're able to do these offshoots. But ours is The Play That Goes Wrong.
No, Broadway and London don't matter.
It's the Racine Theater Guild.
How does it play in Racine? That's how we got
to
decide.
It's been really fun, especially to bring in the crew this last week and have them genuinely just cackling at some of the just absurdity of the moments, especially if you've ever done theater. This show will make you, you know, oh yes, I've been stuck in a moment like that where we couldn't remember what our next line was or what have you. So it's very, but for people that don't know theater, it's also just super, it's kind of like, someone described it as Monty Python meets, plays, you know, or like putting together a play kind of idea. Just very broad comedy, very over the top. It's super fun.
Now this is like Noises Off.
Yes, it is. Like,
you guys did that show too.
We've done Noises Off. This is definitely like a nod to Noises Off. There's a lot of plays like this actually that are, you know, a play within a play of everything falling to pieces.
Shows are always good there. And it's got to be a challenge though, because you can't bring the curtain down to make changes.
Correct. Yeah. And this show, stage directions of the original production relied very heavily on curtains and tabs coming in for a moment. So we've worked out different ways of how to clear the set and move things. And so we have not only our cast of eight actors, two of whom are quote unquote backstage people, but are actually actors on stage. And then we have five crew members that are running around backstage, making sure all the things that go wrong correctly.
And if something goes wrong by accident, oh, that's part of the show. Yeah. I remember that. That's funny.
Yeah.
There's only one thing that would be worse is a theater in the round. So you got a horseshoe.
Oh, correct. Yeah. So we have a thrust stage. It's a little easier.
What would you call it?
A thrust stage or a three-quarter stage, depending.
Look at you. Look at using
Theater terminology.
Showing off here.
So, like, we at least get the option to hide them behind the scenes in a way with our proscenium arch. But, yes, a theater in the round is much more challenging. You have to have a lot less, furniture and set pieces because everyone has to see at every angle. So that's why they rely a lot.
That's enough. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you set design... People on the left and right in the center.
Yeah, you have to see the actor at all times.
Wow.
If you go to the fireside, for instance, they have a pit that typically raises and lowers furniture for them, or actors bring them on or what have you. But it's a much more minimalist type set.
And the actors, for the most part, have to come from the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They come running. We just saw the Million Dollar Quartet there. And the actors have to come running up. And then you got to make sure no people have their feet out in the aisles or any, leaving their stuff in the aisle because they'll trip.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you guys use the aisle, too, occasionally.
We do. Yeah. This show, we don't. We just got the VOMs and the main entrances. But there are some special effects that, we want to make sure go right. We have backup plans in case they don't, kind of idea. But there's so much that goes wrong. I don't want to spoil it.
I got to ask you something. Have you ever coming up to showtime and the actor's not there yet? They overslept or something?
Yes.
Like that? Oh!
Yes, we have. I mean, and it happens. I mean, things. First of all, we've had people get in car accidents on the way to the theater or are ill. Or what have you. But yes, we have had a couple of times where someone slept through an alarm or rushed in the door 10 minutes before curtain because their babysitter fell through. Or, life happens. That's the thing. And so you make a game plan for plan B and you hope to do plan A. And sometimes you got to do plan B.
I was in the accident and I'm in the emergency room. Well, when can you be here? Tell them to speed up the x-rays. Let's get going. Yeah. I got to get you. But my leg's broken. Get over here in the wheelchair. We'll take care.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you figure out the biggest thing is figuring out how to move forward. The show must go on kind of idea of the times.
I went there once and the lead actor, this was Sunshine Boys, couldn't make it. Something happened to get sick.
Had a detached retina, Jerry Renau did. And so Norm had to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he actually had the script in his hand. But he was such a professional, you didn't pay attention to the script. Mm-hmm. And he was able to just wave it around and look occasionally and read out of it. He's such a pro that he was able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it happens. And, we don't do understudies at the Theater Guild. We did a little bit right after COVID because people were getting sick and quarantining and stuff. But, at the same time, when we've had instances like that, everyone steps up and shows like the true spirit of community theater. We're going to work together and make this happen.
Wow.
So
that's the play that goes wrong. It runs September 11th through the 27th at the Racine Theater Guild. Let's remind everybody, there's only two ways to go. Either go in person to the box office on Northwestern Avenue or go to the RacineTheater.org website. Yes. No other way to do it.
Correct.
If you find another way to do it, run. Don't walk. Run from that website. Only one website and only two ways to do it. Go to the box office and your box office hours are
Monday through Friday, 12 to 6 and 90 minutes before the performance. You can also call them at 262-633-4218.
And we'll give you Jocelyn's home phone. You can call
her. Yeah, there we go.
Jocelyn, it's 12:30. I woke up. I got to have tickets. Get down there now. Open the door. Okay. And then, of course, RacineTheater.org.
Yes. That's our ticketing website. Yes.
Okay. We have Jocelyn Fish with us, and she is the director of marketing and development at Racine Theater Guild and also one of their directors now. By the way, who directs the play that goes wrong?
Play that goes wrong is Doug.
He's such a great director.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is he tough? Does he like bark orders at people say, hey, you?
This show is really interesting because so much of the comedy is about the timing of things. So he has been like it's interesting. It's almost a choreographed dance to some of the comedy. And that's what is good comedy is the timing, the coordination, especially if there's six people doing the same look at the same time. And so it's been a lot of, you know, repeating a rehearsal moment of that, you know, type of stuff.
Next show up is really interesting. It's called Angel Street, but we know it as Gaslight.
Yes.
Which was a great movie with Ingrid Bergman, Charles Boyer, and Joseph Cotten.
And Angela Lansbury.
And Angela Lansbury.
18-year-old Angela Lansbury. Yeah.
Yes, he played the maid.
Yeah.
We just rented it from the got it from the library again to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Turner Classic Movies all the time.
Sure.
You can miss it. It is so good from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, but the original show was called Angel Street.
Yes. Yes. So it is where the term Gaslight comes from. It's a kind of psychological, not quite thriller, but psychological torment, I guess, of this gentleman and his wife. And he goes out every evening and the gas lights in the house flicker and she wonders about that. And there's strange sounds and she wonders about that. And she keeps asking him about it. And he's like, you're just imagining things. Nothing's going on. Nothing's wrong.
And that's where the term gaslighting comes from.
It is.
From
and
that movie.
So this is it's a kind of Victorian classic. We just had auditions Monday and Tuesday. I know Michael Klickner had a great turnout. So, yes, that will be coming up in October. It's a very good story for that time of year. People like a kind of like on the edge of your seat. Cat and mouse.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I'm not going to ruin anything for anybody, but it is. It's got a great storyline, great ending. Mm-hmm. It's got everything in Angel Street, and that runs October 30th through November 15th.
Yes.
Then it's the return of the car. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Got to get your money's worth out of that car.
It flies back in December, yeah. Yes. And actually, we have auditions this weekend. If anyone wants to come and audition to be part of the show, like we were talking about earlier, we always have open auditions for every show, even if we did it the year before. Everyone has to audition. So those are this weekend if people want to be a part of it. But it's based off of the movie. All the classic music. Great Sherman Brothers music. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, of course. Toot Sweets, of course. And it's just, you know, one of the great things about it, too, is it's our outreach show for local schools and watching the kids bounce up and down in their seats to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And the car is
like
great.
The car is wonderful, too. Yeah,
it looks like it's right from the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And God of that part, by the way, runs December 11th through the 20th, Chitty mm-hmm. Chitty Bang Bang, the Christmas show. God of Carnage, January 15th through the 31st. What's that
yes.
about?
It's a comedy of manners without manners. It is about two kind of uppy sets of parents whose sons get into a confrontation on the playground. And it starts out kind of as a civil conversation through gritted teeth and soon turns into a finger pointing, all out yelling, just absurd, almost feral aspect to it by the end of I know better than you. I know better than you. How dare you tell me what to do with my child? Blah, blah, blah. And so it's a very over the top comedy of manners without manners.
January 15th through the 31st. The Cottage comes in
yes.
February 16th through March 14th. I can't believe we're talking about springtime.
I know.
The Cottage.
The Cottage is a farce, a great farce, a modern farce with nods to Noel Coward. A couple goes to their cottage retreat to have their annual affair rendezvous. And the woman reveals that she wants to tell her husband about their affair and everything.
Never a good idea. Nothing good ever comes from that.
And then it's who's sleeping with who and mistaken identities and all that good jazz. Slamming doors of a farce. Everyone loves a good farce. And in the end, it's a modern farce. So it has a little different ending than most farces. So you'll have to come and see what it's like.
April 9th through the 18th is mm-hmm. Hannah's Suitcase.
Hannah's Suitcase, based off of the true story yeah. of Hannah, a young girl who a group of students found her suitcase from the Holocaust and was wondering what happened to Hannah. And so their teacher does this international research project to find out what her fate was. And it blends the students piecing together the pieces of this history and the history of the Holocaust at the same time. And that will, again, be one of our outreach shows in April. So we'll have a lot of students come and see that and get to have really in-depth conversations about, you know, the horrors of history sometimes and how we have to learn from the past.
And the 89th season finale is May 21st through June 6th. This mm-hmm. was a big Broadway hit. And it's not a happy show, but it's with 9/11 coming up in 2 days.
Yeah, 25th anniversary.
Yeah, this show has mm-hmm. a lot to do with it. Come From Away.
Yeah, so Come From Away is about 9/11, but at the same time, it's about
It happened on 9/11.
Correct. Yeah. The humanity that happened around that time, the way that we all came together to support each other. And we were scared, and there was so much uncertainty. Anyway, so what the main story is on September 11th, all the air traffic to the United States was shut down. And so the planes had to be rerouted, and a group of planes landed in Gander, Newfoundland in Canada. And this town of like 9,000 people all of a sudden had 7,000 passengers from all over the world to take care of for the next few days before they could leave. And just the way that they treated them with kindness and respect and opened their doors to them. It's a really, really beautiful story and great music, too.
Kurt Vollman was telling me he saw this on Broadway, mm-hmm. and he said it was just a knockout.
Wonderful show. Wonderful show.
And that's coming up. That's the big finale on May 21st mm-hmm. through June 6th. You directing any of these except for the first one?
Just the first one I did. Yeah. Yep. So I got a couple other things on my radar this year.
Oh, really?
Well, some school stuff. And then we're planning again. Our 50th anniversary of the Theater Guild building is coming up. Yeah. I'm working on putting that together. And then couple other projects.
And you told me you may have some pictures for our 100th anniversary at the Racine Heritage Museum.
I do have some fun WRJN photos.
Yes, I got to have those.
The Theater Guild, actually, we were founded in 1938, and in the 40s, we did radio programs with WRJN.
So I need those
pictures. So I've got some nice newspaper clippings.
I'll tell you what, go home, get them, come back.
I'll show them through the radio. Everyone will have to squint at the radio to see the photo.
Oh, yeah, we want to see those.
Yeah.
Now, Spotlight series coming
up. So Signature Spotlight is also going to start up in October. We are bringing a show called Queens and Kings of Soul. So that's going to celebrate Motown, R&B, all kinds of stuff.
My wife's going to want to go.
It was we had a Women of Soul concert last year. This one's still all women singing, but lots of songs by some men, written by men too. So great concert, great music. You know, we'll have some Aretha in there, of course, and then modern singers too. Olivia Dean, I know, got a couple songs in there. So that will be October 3rd. And then the next one is going to be in December. That's our Christmas one, December 17th. It's a Thursday. Joe Cardiman and Melissa are going to direct that. It feels like Christmas.
Melissa Cardiman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's one of our guests at the at the concert to do,
well,
the Racine concert band.
Yeah. So Joe and Melissa are putting that concert together. And then we actually don't have another Signature Spotlight all the way until June. It's going to be the 10th year of Signature Spotlight this year. So it's going to be 10 years in the spotlight. And Rob Cruise is going to bring together the original creator of the Spotlight program concert in June.
I just saw him performing at a church, First Presbyterian Church with Bob Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Robin.
Oh my goodness, Robin, I'm so sorry. I'm losing my mind. It's too early. Oh my gosh. Don't put me on the spot like this.
Oh, Robin, you're so great.
Wilkes. Robin Wilkes. Oh my gosh, that took way too long to get that out of my brain.
We'll edit that out later. Oh, wait, this is live?
Okay. All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Okay, so the new show is The Play That Goes Wrong, September 11th through the 27th, mm-hmm. and you have given us opening night tickets to
give away.
Opening
night,
we're going to give those away this morning.
Excellent.
All right.
Come join us. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah, and Doug Incident's going to direct it, mm-hmm. so you know it's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you direct, we know it's going to be a good show. I got news for you. Dad season tickets. Hysterical.
Yeah.
What a great show.
It was a great time.
It was something everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
The family fights over the inheritance.
About the littlest things, too, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I want that book. You can get this in any bookstore. I want it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
All right. Jocelyn Fish, who is the Director of Marketing, Development, and Occasional Director at the Racine Theater Guild.